short. So pay attention, can you afford? Everyday conversation, decision making, breakdown, point of views, of course. Let's go. He say, she say, see how we play. Real life issues, hit the replay. Okay. Debate in politics, right. What sport you profit with? Today's world news, food for thought, so come get a plate. Pull up.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome y'all to another episode of the Daily Dollar Short Podcast. As always, it's your host, it's your boy Martin. I'm with my partners, Marlon. What's up, sir?
What's going on, brother?
Mr. Jayhawk, Key Sweat.
I'm here.
He's present and accounted for.
He's here, so he won't get fined.
Yes. Whether in body, may not be in spirit, but, you know, here nonetheless. So Adam Cookie's holding up, though. Double chocolate? No, I'm good. I can't do the cookies.
Oh, God.
I'm trying to do right. It don't always work. Well, all right. So here's the thing. We got a guest with us today. He's been on the news on Fox 8, mm-hmm. WVUE.
All that good stuff.
Shameless plug. he is the owner. Not messily. He is the owner, proprietor of the Hangout NOLA.
Co-owner.
Mm-hmm. He owned it with his wife, right?
Yes.
So then he the owner.
But technically it's, okay.
Why are you trying to create a delineation, man?
I don't want to.
That's word they of the bonded in holy
that's
matrimony.
Word of the day. That's word of the day, ladies and gentlemen. Word of the day.
They are bonded in holy matrimony, so they are one in the eyes of God and man.
I just see on the news, it says co-founder Ray Bender. I'm just putting it out there.
You know, people probably try to steal your thunder, bro. No. Because I'm trying to put it out there.
I don't want
to
get him in trouble either.
But he right, though. He right, though. Whenever I go on the news, I always say co-owner.
So here's the thing.
But I get your point.
But does it make you any less an owner and your wife any less an owner?
It does not.
There we go. They can both be the owner.
I just didn't want to get him in trouble.
I'm not trying to get the man in
trouble. I'm looking out for him.
She the owner too, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
We are interviewing the owner, co-owner of the Hangout NOLA, Renard Bender, my brother.
Go ahead. Read.
No, he just stole my thunder, not
bro. My bad, me too.
Chasty, bald-headed bastard.
And bearded too, God damn it.
Patchy motherfucker.
You right about that. I'm
get your ass some Rogaine for your birthday.
Okay, doing too much now. You know I'm sensitive about that right now. You know that, right?
I mean, for your beard, not for your head.
That
we
too.
Let that
all that, though. I'm very embarrassed about it. You know that.
You should be. Your sideburns wrap around the top of your ears nicely.
But they don't connect, though. So, yeah. See what I'm going through?
No, but see, you brought that up. I didn't say nothing about the lack of connection.
I just put it out there. It's all out there now. God damn it.
You left yourself. I was talking about the wrapper.
Well, I appreciate
it. You went for the energy issues.
I appreciate
no connections.
It. Thank you so much, sir.
I do what I can. All Call your beard. Cox Communication. It's not working.
Thanks.
Anyway, so we have the co-owner of the Hangout NOLA.
Hey, that out.
Mr. Renard Bender.
Yes,
What's
sir.
What's good, sir?
I'm good, man. I am grateful to be here. I made it to... I feel like I made it. I feel like I made it, brother. Like, being on this podcast, I've been excited about this ever since Marlon mentioned it. So I'm grateful to be here, man. Glad to share it. Be here with the homies. And we in the Hangout, man. So how can I, you know, be upset about that, man?
This is a beautiful place.
Thank you, brother.
I remember my first time being here for the Super Bowl party.
Uh-huh.
My kids had a blast. Just everything you've set up here, the environment you set up here, the work that you and your wife, your partner and co-owner have put into this place.
Okay.
You know, to make it what it is, a safe space for our kids to come and enjoy themselves and have fun away from all that the world has set up against them at this time.
Right, right.
So hats off, salute to you, sir.
Appreciate
it. I wish you nothing but continued success on this.
Thank you.
So how did the Hangout come about?
Man, so the Hangout, much like you mentioned, it grew from the feeling the need of giving a safe space to our kids. Like, you know, at that time, and it's not like New Orleans is not known for, you know, issues that we've had with crime and things like that in the past. Definitely had our times where we were in positions like we are now. However, it hasn't been the youth in the past.
Right.
That's been the disturbing part and the difference between what we had in the past to now, you know, having so many issues with our young people.
Mm-hmm.
And so my wife and I felt the need to try to come up with a solution to give these young people a safe space,
okay.
A place where they can just be kids. You know, we were talking before we went on air about kids just being kids.
Absolutely. Right.
And not feeling the need to be older than what they are. And in some cases, obviously, in certain households, unfortunately, a child may have to be older than what they are at the time because they may be helping mom or dad out. Sometimes they're forced into those situations.
Right.
But at least when they come here, when they walk across that threshold, we want them to feel like whatever age they are, they could let they could be carefree mm-hmm. and just have a great time. So we just want to be able to create an environment like that. It was in the midst of the height or building up with the young people with mm-hmm. the issues they were having. So we say, look, instead of, you know, talking about what needs to be done, let's try to figure out a way that we can help.
Or
right?
Talk about it, be about it.
You know Absolutely. What I'm saying? And it, you know, it's funny because I've always had, or for a long time, I've had an entrepreneur spirit, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I, you know, I'll go out and do something, and usually it's on my own. So, you know, photography, video, like, it, you know, it's just me. I don't have to have a staff or, you know, a brick and mortar space.
Right.
But my wife is, like, nervous, always nervous about business. Mm-hmm. Like, she's not the type to step out. But this... Like, for whatever reason, and I know it's because it was Christ-led, right?
Right.
We talked about it. Mm-hmm. It was during a marriage retreat we were having at the time. And we were just at home. We didn't have the kids, so we were clear of thought. Because, boy, when them kids around, ain't no mental space to think about nothing like that.
Yeah, empty nest.
Right? So when they weren't there, we had a lot of time to just, like, talk, you know, think about some things. And I said, well, you know, maybe we should do something like this. It just kind of fell in my spirit. And so we talked about it. The next day, my wife had found this place.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, Jesus. Like again, keep in mind, she's not the type to jump out for mm-hmm. entrepreneurial type stuff. Mm-hmm. But the next morning, she's like, oh, I got a space we can go look at. I'm like, what you talking about? You know, for the
You didn't even think it's yeah, talking
like,
about
I'm damn. Like, what? She's like, you know, the idea we talked about, I found the space, we could do it. I'm like, you tripping. Like,
you good, right?
Somehow? You straight? Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. we talked about this last night. She was like, yeah. So we found this place, we came peeked in. Of course, it looked nothing like this.
Of course.
It was in shambles. It hadn't been utilized in years, mm-hmm. right? So it was like, okay, all right. Like, you know, we could kind of look past what we see and see the potential of what the space could be.
Right.
We reached out to the people and, you know, it wasn't good at first. Then that's another story for another time, but like it didn't work out at first. So we actually were looking other places because we wanted to be here, but for whatever reason, they were giving us a hard time being mm-hmm. here, the property managers, not the owner. Mm-hmm. And so we started looking around. We found another space that wasn't gonna have the east, you know, kind of cloud over it.
Okay. All right.
That was another space that was sizable like this. It was in a great area. I'm sure we wouldn't have had the concern, mm-hmm. the security concern that we have here, mm-hmm. right? So, but it didn't work out. And I know that's because that's not what God wanted us to be.
Right.
So we started here, we checked several places, and he looped us right back to this place. And this time when we came back, the property managers were totally different in their approach.
Okay.
So we were able to move forward, and the rest was history, man. So, like, you know, we always wanted it to be in the east because we live in the east.
Mm-hmm.
We fellowship in the east. Our kids go to school in the east. So regardless of the black eye, that the stigma that the east gets, usually, in my opinion, you know, unfairly,
yeah.
you know, in some cases, I get it, but crime is rampant throughout the city, but it's yeah. like, it's just like this attack against New Orleans East. But we wanted to make sure we were here in the community where it needed to be served. So it's like, okay, we're going to put our roots right here, regardless of what people may think, you know what I'm saying?
Did you grow up here originally?
Nope. I'm from across the canal, man. Ninth Ward bound, like, all my life. The only time I lived outside of the Ninth Ward was Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we came back from Katrina, we moved to the West Bank for a little bit of time, and then we came back to New Orleans. But, man, like, the first 25 years of my life were mm-hmm. in the lower Ninth Ward. So, no, I mean, the East was the Mecca, right?
I grew up here.
You know what I'm saying?
I grew up all crowd in the service room.
Bro.
So this was, yeah. My family that was nurses and college professors, yes. everybody was living out
yes.
here. We used to go to the neighborhoods off Morrison and go trick-or-treating, and all of it done but older, wealthy black right. people. You know, then you got all the subdivisions along the service
yeah.
road.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up out here,
Come
so
on,
I remember. This was, like, honestly, I feel like you said, the pervasiveness of the black eye that New Orleans East has gotten, it's just because they've been trying to strip everything we've had for the last 30 years.
Right.
We had the mall, we had movie theaters, we had all the restaurants, all the stores. We had everything out here. We didn't need the rest of the city.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't need Metairie. We didn't need Jefferson Parish.
Right.
We had the plaza. We had an ice skating rink. Nobody else had an ice skating
rink. Yeah, the plaza. Yeah.
Come on, no, we used to. We had the three. We had three movie theaters. They had the one in the plaza and then two other movie theaters.
Yeah, the Grand. Like, man,
Six Flags.
We had Six Flags. That's what I'm saying.
I stayed in Six Flags when it was Jazzland.
Jazzland first, right?
I got my pass, bro. You know what I'm saying?
All top. So, yeah. Honestly, I feel like it was always an attack on the East when they started shutting it down. And started not letting things happen.
Right, and Katrina didn't help.
Didn't help, but the lack of focus on it after is really, it's blatant to me.
Right, it is. And you know, I don't know the statistics as well as my guy, Councilman Oliver Thomas, because he like the back of his hand, man. He'll go and speak about the waterways and all the different things. Mm-hmm. You know, because years ago I used to work at Lockheed Martin. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So you think that's in the East? Like you think about NASA is out here in the East. All of the man, there's one thing, like we always say, the one thing that God is not doing any more of is creating land.
Right.
And New Orleans East is full of land.
Absolutely.
And people know that. Mm-hmm. So there's an intention with the messaging that we see, in my opinion, about trying to drive us out as much as possible so this land can be inhabited once again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we
not by us.
Right, exactly.
Not by
us. That's why I say once again, right? And so I intend to be here for the long haul as long as the good Lord keeps me here. This is where I'm gonna be. I believe in the community here. And I want to, even though I didn't grow up here, but I believe in the community here and I want to see it thrive. And I know it will. I know the East will become what it once was. And I'm excited about being here on the ground floor for it, man. You know, and like I said, man, with this space, it's really about just making sure that these kids have something great, that they, you know, we're pouring into them in a way that's different than just, okay, we got games in here. You can come in here and play, you know. And I don't want to jump ahead because maybe we'll get to that, but you know, most definitely want to make sure that these kids understand when they come here, they're loved when they come here. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not a typical business, man. Like, it's not like, okay, you go to Dave and Buster's, and I love
Dave and Buster's.
You hear me?
Mm-hmm. You get the game card, and you swipe
brother,
it all day.
Brother, grown as I am, I love me some Dave and Buster's.
I'm with you. Drinks, you know what I'm saying? And video games?
Bruh, you hear me?
Say less.
You hear me? So the idea of going there is great, and if you go to Chuck E. Cheese, it's great. You go to up the street, right here in New Orleans East, we have a place. It used to be called Optimus, but it has
it
has new owners, black owners.
Oh, that's awesome, because I know they were Asian before.
Right, right. Yeah. But and I can't remember the name of it now because they still have the signage up from Optimus. Mm-hmm. But to me, that's like a mini Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, because I've been there. I took my kids there a few times. We went and did the laser tag.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I love the fact that something like that is out here in the East.
Yeah.
But none of those places, no knock on none of them, but none of those places have the environment that we have here at the Hangout.
Exactly.
Because we get to know the kids. We get to know the parents. So when you bring your kids here, like, you know, it's a relationship that we start to build.
That's good.
You know, and that's important because then these kids will, like, understand, like, the mentorship aspect of this business. And that's not normal for a business like this. I could just say you pay your money to come in. You come and play. You have a good time. Your parents come pick you up. I see you. Maybe I won't see you again. But what'll have them come back is the feeling that they get when they come here. It's the feeling of, before I opened the doors, I had my pastors come here and bless this
remember
place.
That,
you know what I'm saying? Because that was important to us. Mm-hmm. We wanted to make sure that even if we never mention Christ in here, you're going to feel the presence just walking through the door.
Right.
And if you don't feel it, you don't want to. It's because you don't want to. You know what I'm saying?
Now, speaking of the relationship, because for me, growing up here, a lot of places were like that. I knew people at the corner store. Mm-hmm. I knew people at the grocery store. I knew people at the mall, the arcade they used to have in the mall. It was good all the time. So you also have a number of summer programs going on as well.
Right.
That we've seen social media, on the news. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Awesome, man. Thank you. So we have, so I have a nonprofit that I created 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. It's called Bon Ton Studios of Louisiana.
Okay.
The intention behind that, because you may not know, but I used to write stage plays.
Okay.
I haven't done it in quite some time, actually, since my first child was born. That was the last play I wrote, was when my wife was pregnant with her.
Okay.
And mm-hmm. I have a lot of ideas and some scripts that I've started but just haven't finished because fatherhood has been, has been a monster, as you guys know.
Oh, yeah.
So, and shout out to y'all, man. You know, not only three black men aside from myself at this table, but fathers.
Goddamn
qualified fathers. Like, I appreciate y'all, man. Just being in y'all presence with that alone is a lot to me, right?
Absolutely.
So, all right, let me get back. Let me get off that off that real quick. So, when I started that, it was during the time that I was doing the plays. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to create a nonprofit arm of the production company business because I wanted to give back. Right. I wanted to do mentorship, but I wanted to do it in a way that was very specific because, you know, a lot of people do nonprofits and stuff, and they mentor kids, they tutor kids, mm-hmm. they do after school, this kind of thing here. But my gift, my God-given gift is like writing and creating. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to focus on specifically doing that. So I knew I wanted it to grow, and I'm teaching kids about filmmaking and photography. Mm-hmm. That's the intent behind it. And so fast forward to now that I have a space, because I've never had a space before. Right. Like when we would do the program the first year, a good friend of ours, Ricky Jackson, mm-hmm. Hall of Famer Ricky Jackson, his daughter, Rakia, and Yolande are best friends.
Okay.
And so when we did the program the first year, Ricky allowed us to use his space on the West Bank.
Okay.
So we were doing it there the first year. It was amazing. And then we did it for a few years after that, back to back. And then eventually I started doing it with UNO. So I went into Upward Bound and started teaching it there, but never having my own space. So I was always utilizing someone else's space. Right. So that made it challenging at times. But then when we got the hangout, I'm like, perfect.
Opportunity,
right?
Yeah.
But not just, I wasn't satisfied with just doing my portion. I wanted to get with like-minded people who also had skills and in their profession that they could bring to the table. So I'm like, listen, I just started like pinging friends, like, hey man, you DJ, would you mind teaching kids how to DJ? Hey, you do visual arts. Would you mind teaching kids how to paint, how to create, how to express themselves mm-hmm. through the form of visual art? Or you're an author. How about you teach a creative writing class, right? One gentleman, Winston, I randomly met in Home Depot one day. I was coming to get some outlets for some receptacles for the space. And I knew what I was looking for, but I couldn't find it. But to him, I just looked like a dude who was lost on the electrician aisle, right?
Okay.
So he said, hey man, you need help with something? Now he don't work there, he's a licensed electrician. I was like, oh no man, I'm just looking for this particular receptacle I can't seem to find. Then I found it, me and him went to chopping it up. This was like, I hadn't even opened the hangout yet, but right. I knew I was going to.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, yeah man, you know, he was like, man, let's exchange numbers or whatever. Never met Winston before. Exchange number, fast forward, we run into each other at Sam's. And I knew I was gonna be doing the summer program. So I say, hey man, listen, I'm doing this summer program. I would love to have an electrician portion of the program where you could teach kids about that. They could start learning stuff like that. Like, there's so many skills that are lost.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
We focus on college. And like we forget about the things that the practical things that we can learn, even in addition to that, or totally separate from that. Mm-hmm. Like how many times y'all are all homeowners? How many times did you
well,
wish
I'm
you
not.
You're not a homeowner?
No, not yet.
How many times have you wished you knew about HVAC, how to fix your own air conditioning,
me.
How to change all
plumbing.
The receptacles, the plumbing? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but you know, we have to outsource it because it's not our mission, it's not our ministry. We don't know.
It's
that,
not our
right?
calling. I you get know? It. Yeah. No.
So. Having the ability to teach that to kids at a young age
yeah.
is something great for them to do.
Absolutely.
So the program is called YES, the Young Entrepreneur Program, right?
Okay.
Because what we want to do is not only teach them these skills, but teach them how to make it a business.
Right.
There's a lot of things that we're teaching these kids that they can do now. You can be a photographer now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to wait till you out of college, got a family like I did. You could do that at the age of 10. You can harness the skill. I'm teaching them how to turn it into a business. I'm giving them real numbers that you can start to charge after developing a portfolio. You know, like real stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Teaching them about creating commercials, how to write scripts, You know, we have creative writing, we have visual arts, we have health and wellness, electrician 101, college preparedness, DJ 101, etiquette, financial literacy, because I could teach you how to create a business. If I don't teach you how to maintain the finances behind that business, then it's null and void. Right. You're going to just spend it as soon as you get it, right? Yep. So we have just been excited about that, man. We are wrapping up our first month. Mm-hmm. So this month has been my class, the filmmaking and photography. Has been creative writing and visual arts. And then next month we bring on health and wellness and electrician 101. And I'm just excited, man. The kids are loving it. You know, it's something great for them to, like, right. really, like, we pour into them. They pour into us. I tell them all the time, it's a two-way street.
Right.
You're not here for me to teach you, and I feel like I can't learn from you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to learn from you, whether it's, you know, whatever you may be going through. Like, if you've seen something that I haven't seen from a photography or a videography standpoint, I would love to learn. If you teach me a new way to research something that I didn't know about, like, I just don't feel like as I grow, I can't learn. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I can learn from someone younger. So it's just been an absolute blessing, man.
Absolutely, man. And today is June 25th recording. Tomorrow will be one full year if you don't hang out. How make you feel?
I mean, it's great, man. It's absolutely great. Now, what you saw, the 1 year mark that you're referring to was the grand
opening.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The official opening of the space was a few days later on July 5th.
Okay.
That grand opening was amazing.
I was here. I remember amazing. That.
Oh, I knew you was here.
Of course.
I knew you was here. It was absolutely amazing, man, to like see people we knew and people we didn't know that we know now, you know, come in and celebrate with us. You know, it was just a marking of something that'll be even greater as time goes on, right? Because within this first year, that seems to have gone like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's been a lot that we've accomplished, but there's a lot that we still have to do. You know, I can't even say that. It's funny, a lot of people still don't even know we exist.
Yeah, that's surprising.
That's a lot of people that don't know we even in
even,
the East.
Even the news and whatnot, you would think that people would know you by now.
In the East alone, there are people. There was a parent who brought her son and daughter over here last week. We had a hip-hop bingo session, and she brought them, and she said, oh, I saw it on Instagram, and I was like, oh, I got to jump on this. She was so excited when she came in here. That just made me feel good. Like,
right.
She was like, oh, I was glad to bring my babies. And she, you know, she asked them if they was good. She left, came back and got them later. And it's like, she was like, we live 5 minutes away. I didn't even know y'all was here. You know what I'm saying? Like, and partially because we're not like right on the edge of the street. We're
yeah,
not,
like, you only stand out.
Right, we don't stand out from there. We don't have balloons and everything there. We don't have the little thing dancing like this for you to know we over here.
Right.
So we get a lot of people who go to Red Apple, right next door, and they peek like, what this is over here? Because a lot of adults hope and wish that this is for them, right?
Yeah,
because they see pool tables. You know, it's funny because, man, as old as we are, we still, like, compared to young people, I'm not saying
yeah.
but compared to kids, like, we still want to do this same stuff, and we want to vibe out without some of the drama
right.
that happens sometimes in other places.
Yeah.
Like, this is a nice, comfortable environment for adults as well, so you know, they like, hey, man, you know, like, why we can't hang out in here? And I'm like, well, you can on specific times.
Right.
But in the meantime, bring your babies. Let them come and enjoy the space. Because that's what we created it for, right? But, yeah, man, it feels amazing. But I know there's a lot of work left to do. So we just been having our heads down, man, this whole time. Because, you know, we run this by ourselves.
Right.
Bro. It's a lot because we work full time. And I think a lot of people... Funny enough, a lot of our Instagram followers, I don't think they know that. Like, there's a lady, Miss Dawn. Shout out to Miss Dawn, man, from Enonoc, I think is how you pronounce it. Yeah, Miss Dawn Abear, the president of Enonoc. She sponsored, she recently sponsored a camp coming, and she's going to sponsor another group coming soon.
Okay.
And she, just to meet her to get, like, the payment for the space, mm-hmm. like amongst us having that conversation, she realized in that conversation that I didn't work here full time. She's like, oh, I thought this was full time for y'all. I'm like, nah, me and my wife both go to work full time. Thankfully, it's a little easier right now because it's summertime, so our kids don't have, you know, they're not doing a rigorous curriculum like they do right. normally throughout the year. No homework, yeah. you know. So, because we normally would have that, we'd have them. You still got to think about what they eat in the day. Like, what we got to fix,
you
know.
All the parent stuff you
got to do. All the parent stuff you got to do. Then you still got to give time to your woman. You still got to give time to your man. You know what I'm saying? So, we have all of those things to juggle, but we also got to think about, okay, what's going to be on the calendar for the next month?
Yeah.
Like, what event we have coming up? Do we have a manager to cover that space? No, so we got to cover it. What did we have planned for the day with the kids? How are we going to juggle that? Like, we've literally had to split the day sometimes on a Saturday. You go to this part of the city, you come back, then I'm going to go run to this part of the city. Like, it gets hectic, man. And but we here. Mm-hmm. And even though, like, we haven't even, being fully transparent, like, you know, the financial side of it, it ain't there. You know what I'm saying? We building. We in here sometimes. We may have 50 kids. One day we may have one. Days we may have no kids. I still got to pay my staff. I still got to make sure the lights on. I make sure we have air in here. Mm-hmm. You know, so a lot of times we coming out of pocket. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't going to stop me. Mm-hmm. Because I know when that one child comes, I see the look on their face when they in here. For that moment of time, 2 hours, 6 hours, however long they're here, the fun they have, that my staff knows if that child by themselves, go play with them. If they want to get on the game, go play with them. Like, the whole point of being here is to interact. If they're not going to interact with each other, we're going to interact with them. That's what I'm saying, that love component, right? Like, mm-hmm. there's no child that has ever come in here and we just sat back and watched them play. It just don't happen. And my team knows that's unacceptable. I don't want no child to be in there. If they by themselves, go play air hockey with them. Let's teach them how to play pool. I have already taught several kids how to play pool. They come in here and they don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And they think because they didn't play it on their phone with the little stick floating in the air that they know how to play pool. Oh, yeah, I understand, Mr. Ray. I know how it goes. Cool. And then they hold a pool stick like this. Nah, man, let me show you how this go. So, you know, because you even captured, and I appreciate that. Like, Marlon captured one time. I didn't know he did. I was teaching a young man how to hold a stick. And like, I was literally standing behind him, telling him how to hold his feet, how to bend, to see the, you know, cause a lot of them try to shoot pool standing straight up, mm-hmm. you know? So like, just trying to work with him and Marlon capture that. And I was so grateful that he did, you know, it's just like showing that the, how interactive we are with the kids and how much we put into just making sure that when they're here, they know, look, I'ma just be a kid and I'ma have a good time. I'ma go tear that stage up. We didn't have so many karaoke sessions in here with kids thumping like they're in the Greek show. It's crazy, bro. But it's joyful, man.
And part of being a business owner, you deal with the hardships. And like, I remember one time, for example, on social media, a certain woman was not feeling the idea of you, I guess, how you were coordinating your events. Just talk about just the experiences of going as a business owner, the troubled times you go through.
So there's only been two times that I feel like I've had to like do that, right? So the situation that Marlon is talking about, and it's crazy, man, how the village like stands up for you. And when I say the village, I'm talking about people that don't even know you. They've never met you before, but they see what you're doing, they see how you're moving, and they know it's from the heart, and they're gonna protect that.
Right.
So there was a young lady who I've never met before. That, you know, just kind of got on there and like the hangout is a joke, you know, they talking about this and that and they don't know what they want to do. They want to have something for the kids and then they having a Valentine's Day dinner for adults and then they doing this and that. They all over the place. Now it's a joke and I said it and all this stuff here. And a good friend of mine inboxed me because I'm not friends with the young lady. So I ain't know she, you know, she didn't tag me. You know, this is on Facebook. So, you know, I don't have a hangout page on Facebook. So she didn't tag me. So she said, brother, you want me to handle this? And I said, no, because she from the Ninth Ward. I'm like, no, baby.
It's going to be handled. You ain't got nothing to worry about.
I said, no. She had already taken care of it. Yeah. She had already went at the girl head. And then, like, several people, one person who was like, oh, yeah, you know, I kind of saw, I was wondering the same thing, you know, blah, blah, blah. She didn't, like, speak against us, mm-hmm. but she was like, I was kind of wondering because I was thinking about taking my kids there. But if it's something like that, then, you know, whatever, whatever. So I, you know, once I got on and I saw people had already commented, I said, listen, like this really could have been a conversation that we could have had on the side. Like respectfully, you know, out of love. Mm-hmm. If there was a question you had, anything you wanted to know
right.
about the hangout and about what we stand for, I could have explained that to you. Like this wasn't the forum.
Right.
And now people going at your head.
Right.
And it's like, now you digging your heels in, like, I'm going to say it, and I said it, and it's like, that's unnecessary, though. Mm-hmm. Like, sister, you know what I'm saying? Like, we could have talked about this. I'm extremely transparent in general, and especially with this business. I'm like, there's no need to do this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, because God blessed us with this space, and it's the intent is always there with that, there's nothing you can do that's going to stop his mission.
Right.
I'm just the vessel he chose. He could have chose you. He could have chose you or you. He chose me for reasons that only he knows, mm-hmm. right? I don't question it. I just go with it. And as long as he's telling me to do it, I'm going to do it. And as long as he wants it protected, you can say what you want. That's not going to change nothing.
Right.
Man, even my auntie, who, you know, shout out to my auntie Sheila, man. She a thug at heart, brother. Like, she hold it down like she ain't changed. That's my baby, bro. Like, she knows the girl. She was like, I got that. T to know. She don't need that smoke. Like, it's okay. It's okay. You know, and I opened to have a conversation with her, but she didn't want to have one. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? She eventually took the post down mm-hmm. because she had so many comments of people like, chill out. You crazy. Let's talk about the business you have, that you doing this and that with these kids that you shouldn't be doing and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, people were like, you are the last person that should be throwing a stone. Like, we know what you've done. And I'm like, I ain't gonna even go there with it. I just wanna have a conversation, but it just never happened. And then a recent one with some people who had an opinion about the Nerf war that we had in here, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, with the climate of things going on, why would you have something that deals with guns? And I'm like, okay, listen, I get that, right? The first video that I made about the Nerf war, I mentioned in there, the Hangout does not condone the use of guns. But this ain't that, right? Let's be real. This ain't that. Like, these are Nerf guns with the intention to have fun. Like, we're not in here trying
to... It's not airsoft. It's not paintball.
It's Nerf.
even more so, airsoft and paintball are made to look like actual guns. Mm-hmm. You walking in here with a neon orange and blue and yellow toy.
Right.
Toy. And people take it too far.
Yeah, and it was like, you know, I understood.
Yeah, you can understand the reasoning.
I understood, and I understand, like, how sensitive of a topic that is for us in today's climate. So I get it. I didn't like, try to argue about it. I didn't tell them, well, no, y'all wrong for feeling that way. I just told them I respectfully... Just disagree mm-hmm. because I get where you're coming from, but I don't think that that's just not the case, you know. And this is about having fun. Those kids, it was pure joy. Like, if you just look at, if y'all would have been here to see it, or if you look at what you can from the reel that I did, like those kids were having a good time.
Like a blast.
It looked like it was pure innocence.
Yeah,
but they were not. They got a few headshots on me. You know, I wasn't too happy about that because they were vicious. Them kids, they were vicious.
Yeah.
Let's not skate past
that. No.
They were vicious. And they attacked me, brother.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm still trying to get over that emotionally.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It was emotionally.
You know, it was a lot, you know, because I'm the tallest person in here. Yeah. I don't appreciate that, you know.
But at the same time, you, as we said, created a space where kids can do something reasonably harmless
mm-hmm.
and have fun.
Yeah.
And it's like people miss that. In the whole, it's Nerf.
Right.
Like, did y'all forget playing with Nerf guns as a kid?
Yeah.
They have a massive one in Dallas every year. You ain't complaining about that? And Dallas got more shootings than anybody else.
That's what we're going on.
So I'm just going to be honest about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keeping it 100. I mean, and they have it in the Cowboys Stadium.
Mm. Wow.
Thousands of people show up for a massive Nerf war.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Ain't nobody protesting that one. No. Ain't nobody got nothing to say about that one. It'd be all over social media. I was like, yeah, I might take my kids to that one day. But then I saw you were having it here. I was like, shit, we're going to sign up for it next time.
Yeah.
Because my kids be about it. Like,
man, they were pulling up in vans.
Yeah.
4-5 jumping out. Yeah. One kid had a bazooka that
jump
was his
squad.
Height. Yeah. I'm like, one little boy came. He had a vest to put the ammunition.
Yeah.
I told his daddy, what are you doing? What are you doing, sir? Why would you bring him like this?
Oh, no.
He wanted to win that competition,
right,
boy.
Now, my kids be strapped like Predator. So,
bruh.
Because we got the Fortnite ones. Because they got the little double barrel shotgun.
Oh, man.
We got that one. We got the automatic reloader joint with the strap.
Bruh.
We got all that. Yeah.
Man,
yeah, listen. We got the carry bag for
y'all
the darts.
Play too much, bro.
About
they
that
play
action.
Too much, bro.
About that action.
I ain't built for it though. They were tearing me up though.
Oh yeah, no, look.
But we had a blast, man. That's the type of stuff we love to do here, man. Like I mentioned, how different we are from other places because we do those type of events. Mm-hmm. You know, we do hip hop bingo for them. We do karaoke nights. We when they're out of school, we've done a Winter Wonderland. Mm-hmm. Where the kids get to come for 6 hours and we do arts and crafts. We did one for Mother's Day. So they made arts and crafts for their moms. Cause you know, all the energy go to Mother's Day, brother. It's just.
So speaking of which.
Yeah, man.
Speaking of which.
Nice transition, brother.
We just had Father's Day last week. Encouraged to you, the Father's Day Challenge we have on Facebook. Hey, those who follow us, they see you post a picture.
Yes, sir.
After Mother's Day of our lovely kids. Well, kids for me, kids for you, Renard. What does Father's Day mean to you?
Man, it's hard to sum that up, man. Like I just posted just yesterday, I said, I absolutely love being a father. Like, despite all, it's the hardest job you will ever have, bro. Like, I don't care if you are a neonatologist. I don't care if you've been to the moon for NASA. Whatever your job is, it has never been as hard as being a parent. Yeah. It is the most joyful and stressful thing that you will ever do. Like, just hands down, at least in my humble opinion, because, like, you know, I've had jobs where there was a lot of pressure, but that still seemed to pale in comparison. Like, I remember one of the hardest decisions I've made as a parent was during COVID, sending my child back to school. I remember the criticism of people who were keeping their kids. How could y'all send y'all children to school and y'all don't know what's going on? And while I understood that, I'm just like, but there are also parents who have to go to work. Yeah, like, we don't have a choice. You have to go to work. And what you gonna do with your child if you keep them home? Like, if you stay home, you're fired.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So it's like,
not everybody can work remote. Not everybody can work from home.
Man, that was the hardest decision so far that I've had to make as a parent. Mm-hmm. You know?
I think people, and I want to qualify this by saying this is no knock to mothers. So
I'm gonna take a sip on that one.
This is not a knock. This is not devaluation. This is not any of it. This is just saying I don't think people understand. I think the focus has been so much on mothers. People sometimes don't understand how fathers feel about things, mm-hmm. because it's not necessarily just, you know, providing. There's an aspect of protection.
Right.
It's a different type of thing that fathers feel. Mothers feel it too, but it's different for them.
Right.
And as a father, especially in the world we live in, as Black fathers with Black kids, in the climate that we have, mm-hmm. it adds us an additional pressure.
Right.
And like, I have two sons, mm-hmm. who are 10 and 11.
Right.
And I think about that all the time whenever they go somewhere. And it's like having the ability, like we got a chance to meet up for Father's Day briefly. Mm-hmm. I got a chance to spend time with my brother and my dad. And it's like four generations right there,
nice.
Bro.
Nice.
And it's like my dad, me, my brother, my kids. And it's like we could go have a brunch and we went Top Golf and we did those things.
Right.
And it was like it took a lot to get there. Like my dad struggled through a lot. My grandfather struggled through a lot. He took his own life young. Hmm. You know, my dad struggled. I struggled. My brother struggled. My kids are here. We've all struggled. They don't have to struggle.
Right.
And we give a lot of ourselves to make sure that the environments they are in are great.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that what they have access to is great. Make sure that they don't want, that they don't need.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We've all made those sacrifices. And I can say fairly successfully looking at all four of us.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, man. That's amazing. That's amazing in itself. You know, Marlon mentioned about eight years ago, mm-hmm. I started this challenge, the Father's Day Challenge.
Right.
And our hashtags are use Father's Day Challenge, Run to Daddy Day, and Countdown to Father's Day. We start the day after Mother's
right.
Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we start posting every day up until Father's Day, a picture of us with our kids, video, whatever you want to mm-hmm. choose. And the intent behind that has always been a salute to what we do. Everything right. you just mentioned is just to say, you know, oftentimes we're the unsung heroes.
Right.
Because mothers get their roses, mm-hmm. right? And they deserve them.
Absolutely.
They bear these kids. That's something that we'll never experience outside of an episode of The Cosby Show. If you haven't seen it, you should check everything out. But they bear the kids. Mm-hmm. You know, we're there to support. We obviously, we help create, but we don't give birth. You know, and that makes them champions in a way that we'll never be.
Correct.
Right? And like you mentioned, they have a duty to protect as well, but it's on a totally different level right. from us, right? Because nobody's looking at the mama when the dad is in the space. Nobody's looking at the mother like, why you didn't protect them kids? I got a whole man right here. Why right. he didn't protect
exactly.
us?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we have to deal with that shame of not protecting.
Right.
You know, that's on us. God gave us that charge, not the mom. They're there to nurture, mm-hmm. and we have our own way of nurturing.
Right.
It's not quite the same.
No.
You know, but we have our intent. And like I said, we're like fathers of they're the unsung heroes, because we have to make sure that we as much as women are thinking about things with the kids,
right.
there's so much. We are like, they're the app. Like, they're the face of the app. Like, you know, everything you go in and do in the app, all the fun that shows mm-hmm. up on there, but all the stuff that goes on in the background to make that app run is
yeah.
us.
Yeah,
exactly. Right? Yeah.
So we're doing all that work to make sure we get that stuff done, and we work together as a team, right? But that's what it is. Like, we're yeah. in the back, you know what I'm saying? And I applaud you, gentlemen, for being there for your kids. And I don't know if you're breaking any generational gaps. I can honestly say I am, you know, because I love my father, you know, trying to work in the sense of having that relationship. Grateful that he's working on that with my kids, and you know, and mm-hmm. he and I have work to do. Mm-hmm. You know, he's also from a generation where they don't like to talk about those type of things.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. you know, trying to express your emotions, like we were taught growing up as young men, as boys growing into men, that we're supposed to hide our emotions.
Just deal with it.
Yeah. But I don't do that with my son.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I talk to him. You know, I encourage him through. You know, I tell him. Just a quick story. He recently did something that completely ticked me off. I don't think I told you this. So we had a field trip here, and the kids came, and shout out to the kids. Boy, they tore our concession stand up. Boy, they tore me up. But I was grateful. So we had to go to Sam's mm-hmm. and Walmart or whatever to go and get re-up on the stuff we right. needed to fill it back up, because we had another event the next day. And so I left to go to Walmart and came back. And while I was gone, I come back to my wife telling me, your son is punished from his iPad. And I'm like, you know, what happened? She said, I hear a thump in the back, because he's, you know, he's back here. I hear a thump in the back, and I go back there, and this boy was midair jumping on his iPad. Like, he's yelling and fist balled up and all this stuff here. And I'm like, she was like, I asked him, Ray J, what is the problem? He said, the battery died.
Oh.
So he was upset because the battery died on his iPad while he was playing the game.
Ooh,
so
Jesus.
At the face of that, it's like, bro, it's not that serious, mm-hmm. but whatever. At the core of that is anger to me, right? And it's an anger that I have to address, because not only do I have to deal with the fact that we have to work through his anger, but you black, bro. Like, so I'm looking at this on a different level. Like, I'm like, okay, you're a black man who, if I don't tame that now, you're going to become a problem as you get older.
Absolutely.
Like, you're going to be seen as the aggressor mm-hmm. already, right?
Right. Right?
You are born into this world with tick marks against
exactly.
you, son. So I have to prepare you
for
that.
You can't have outbursts.
Right.
You got to have a degree of control that
you have to.
Other people don't have to have.
And it may seem like his sisters, when I told him why he was punished, they laughed. I said, no, this is not a laughing matter, because y'all only see it for face value. Y'all see him jumping up in the air, landing on his thing, which I can laugh at now. But I was upset
in that
and
moment.
Disappointed
yes.
in that moment yeah. because I'm like, son, like, bro, like, you're not even thinking logically. You're a straight A student mm-hmm. and you're not thinking logically.
Right.
You upset because the battery died, but you're trying to break it. It's not going to work.
The battery ain't like, gonna charge up by you
the
jumping
battery
on
ain't
it.
Gonna charge from you breaking it. Like, come yeah. on. And I'm like, and you didn't pay for it, son. Like, I gotta tell them, everything y'all have
you
is because we got it for you.
Yeah.
Or your grandmother got it for you. Like, you don't own nothing in here. I own your drawers, bro. I own your drawers. You don't own nothing. You understand me?
I've used that one before.
You know what I'm saying? So stop. I just came up with it. It's not like mine. Yeah, so don't act as if you have things of your own, like it's loaned to you. This house that we in, I don't own it. It's loaned to me, right? I'm working on it, but I don't own it. And then even when I pay it off, I still don't own it. Because if God decides to take it from me, he can. You don't own that, son. So I'm like, you got to start thinking in the mindset of peace. I'm like, I'm trying to tell you, dog, like when you get that upset, like I'm like, in life, there will be things that will make you this upset.
Yes.
There are injustices that will make you this upset. When you get old enough to realize the target you have on your back, just because of the color of your skin, that's something to be upset about. But your iPad dying ain't one, brother. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to work on that now, and we're going to work through, and we're going to massage that, and we're going to redirect that energy. Let's do something else that's going to move you away from doing that. The same with my daughter, Reagan. Oh, my God. Y'all fans of Blackish?
I never really watched it.
Really? Oh, man. Sorry about that. Come on, man.
Sorry about that.
You're I don't watch a lot of TV to begin with. So, okay. Yeah.
Man, that's Blackish is probably one of the closest to The Cosby Show that we've ever had.
I mean, I've seen it. I've seen it. I'm familiar with the show.
And it still ain't The Cosby Show.
No.
But it's probably one of the closest. You know, next to like...
Fan Matters, you got Fresh Prince.
Right, but... just the kind of way they went about the show.
Okay, gotcha.
You know? But the reference I was going to make is Diane. Diane is one of the twins, and Diane has a lovely yet dark spirit about her, and that's my Reagan, bro. And her and Reagan, the difference between them is testosterone. That's about it. Like, they lock horns. They just did it this morning. Like, they lock horns, and neither one of them are going to let go. And, like, I have to separate them. I have to do the same with her, the exercise of, baby, let's calm down. Like, go to your room, and you stay in there, you scream in the pillow, you do what you got to do until you figure out a way to calm yourself down.
Because
you're operating in anger. Like, that's not going to work in life. It's just not. You can't operate that way. So, and not just because you're black, but in general, shouldn't operate that way, because you remove all that negative energy you have around you. It's affecting you more than anybody else. Because I'm going to go to sleep. The person who you upset with gonna go to sleep. You the one that's gonna be up thinking about it. You plotting, I'm gonna get him back and all this stuff here, man. And I tell him, you know, everything is Christ-centered. I'm like, that's just not the way of God, man. We gotta do better. Like, you gotta do better. And sometimes I can be very calm when I say that. Other times, not so calm.
I can't see you angry like that, though. Like,
you haven't seen me?
I'm not, because that's inside the Bender household. Like, I'm not there when it gets crazy.
I do it in public. I do it in public. I am old school. So, I will get you in public.
I had to snatch my son yesterday. So, yesterday we spent the day with my mom. We went to go see Across the Spider-Verse, which was amazing.
Yeah.
Such a good movie. I can't wait till the third one comes out.
We're going to talk about the ending of yeah.
Yeah. So, and then for... my younger son, he graduated sixth grade. Mm-hmm. So my mom was like, graduation presents, end of the school year presents. We hadn't really had a chance to link up this summer because she lives on the North Shore. She was sick a bit. She works a lot. So it was like, this was our first time really getting together and spending a day together.
Okay.
So we go to the movies. Shout out to mom. It's always a pleasure. And then she's like, come on, we're going to go to Target.
Okay.
Cool. So y'all can pick whatever y'all want for graduation present, end of the school year present. Cool. My sons get excited, like all young boys do.
Of course.
They get excited. They want to run around. They got grandma credit card.
Oh, Lord. That's a bad combination, bro.
Hey, you know, grandma go swiping.
I'm just
sitting there like, man, look, I don't know what to tell you, but I ain't never did this before. It's new to me. I ain't had mama credit card. We were poor when I was a kid.
Right.
Grandma got it now. So y'all better enjoy this. So... they go running back and forth, tore out of game out. And my older son's tall, very, very tall. He's a 5'3", 11-year-old. And I say this because when we were at Mardi Gras, we were watching St. Aug band pass by, and he was just as tall as many of them.
Right.
And I was like, he was 11.
Right.
And they're in high school.
Right.
Or like middle school. And he's not there yet.
Right.
So... he starts getting crazy. And I don't whip my kids. I don't really see the point about it anymore. Excuse me. They're old enough now that I can have conversations with them. And I focus on the fact that you got to be able to communicate really, really well. So I've already had two conversations with him at this point. Say, bro, you need to chill out. I understand you're excited. I'm happy for you. Be excited. You got grandma's credit card. I'm excited for you. I don't know what that feel like. So you need to go ahead and do, you know, pick what you want to pick. We're going to take a little time and do this. He's still running. So then I had to snatch him up in front of all these white people and talk it. Grab him by the back of the neck and pick him up. Yeah. Now, he ain't quite as small as he used to be, but I still picked him up with one hand. He looked at me and he was like, huh? And it's just all the color drained out his face. And you got to do that sometimes.
Right. You got to snatch, brother.
Yeah. And then we sat down and had a nice conversation. And as I've told him before, do you want to meet Jesus?
Not yet, daddy.
He was like, wait, meet Jesus, you going to kill me? No, you going to ask me to do it. This is what I need you to understand. Your behavior right now is asking me to do this.
Right.
I would appreciate if you did not ask me to do these things. I have taken steps in my life to not be this person.
Right.
And then we was cool.
Yeah.
We was cool. I think it was him getting picked up by the back of his neck that did it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And a threat too.
Yeah.
For sure. A threat. Like, hey, you want to meet Jesus? I'm like, I don't know.
Not yet.
I see a lot of things in my life that I want to go through first before. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, puberty, you know, girlfriend, you know.
Oh, look.
Yeah. Virginity. You know, I'm going to lose those things before I meet Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
Look, but, I'm already having those conversations. I don't need to.
I mean, clearly.
At 10 to 11?
Jesus Christ. It'd be these kids, bro.
Yeah, man.
Have you had this talk with your kids yet?
No, I haven't. So my oldest will be 11 in a couple weeks, right? And I have not had, but I will tell you this. I want to have the conversations with them aside from them having them with friends. Like you get other kids who are inexperienced giving talks to kids, and that's the scariest thing to me. You have no, like... Dumb and dumber, right? You're like, it's like, no, man. You know you got to do this, and then you got to do this. You got to lift the leg and do... Hold on, man. Hold on. And then the thing about these kids, man, and electronics...
Wait, what? Just...
do we need to turn the mic? I missed it.
Wait. I'll repeat it. Please repeat it. I was... what?
Oh, wow. Gee. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Shout out to the engineer. Shout out to the engineer.
Gosh. Speaking of engineers, I'm going to deviate because we're getting close and I wanted to make fun of people. Because we could talk about having conversations with your kids about puberty. I'll just say I got the scientific approach as a child. Okay. My dad grabbed a biology textbook on a 9-hour drive.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It worked. I understood everything.
9 hours, I would assume so.
Yeah.
It's a long ass time.
Yeah.
Say, bro, I knew about everything. Briefly, I said, Dad, what's a cock? He said, oh, this is the conversation we're going to have today.
A 9-hour drive.
Yeah, we were driving. It might have been longer. We were driving to Virginia. He just gave me one of his textbooks because he was training people like EMT and paramedics. So he had this textbook on human anatomy.
Ah.
Flip to the sexual reproduction section.
Yeah.
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 I learned about STDs and everything that day.
Yeah, I learned about that specifically in college. I mean, there were some things that, because what was it? Was it human sexuality was the name of the class?
I think so.
It was one of the most popular classes at UNO. Ah. I mean, they were beating the door down.
They didn't want to know about sex.
And there was an auditorium. Mm-hmm. And they were like, and then like the gift was if you made it to, if you had straight A's, you were considered a sex superstar. And it was posted outside the class. So like,
what?
People were honored to be a sex superstar.
Shout out to 35.
Like, no, this wasn't 35, this was UNO.
Oh, UNO, shout out to UNO.
This was college, yeah, wow. This was college. So yeah, man, shout out to Dad for taking that approach. Yeah. That's much better than us learning how to spit on it from somewhere else.
Oh, we're getting canceled, dog.
You know, You know,
Yeah, let's which not Yolanda
knows every word of that song. Bro, Yolanda is so...
That's your god sister.
She is classy ratchet, bro. She's clutchy. Like, I'm serious. Like, it's crazy. Like, I didn't know all the words to that song, and she did. I'm like, that's crazy, but that's how. That's what college days, like, she knew all of... But, man, like, I have not had to have the conversations just yet, but I think I know that I will, just because of the progression of our society and what the kids are exposed to, even on TV.
Yeah.
Like the things that are forced upon them on TV. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot. So it makes parenting more challenging for us than it was for our parents, because there were limitations on things. There were just things that weren't discussed openly like that. And they were able to kind of correct, you know, things that we
correct,
they could course correct things that we don't have. We got to jump on them. We have to be very reactive at times as parents these days.
I know, for me, the biggest thing is, and it's not an issue, it's gender identity and LGBTQ things and stuff like that, because we didn't really have those issues. I didn't have those issues growing up. Mm-hmm. You know, if somebody was gay, they was gay. I think New Orleans was a little bit more flexible and open with people who might be gay or lesbian or whatever. I never really remembered caring one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
I think culturally, that's something that it just was. Everybody had a gay cousin. Nobody really cared that they was gay.
Right.
You know, and then when you look at the culture of like bounce music and, you know, even so much as calling people punks and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody knew a punk that could fight, though.
Right.
You wasn't about to talk to him crazy because you get your ass wiped.
Right.
You get beat up real quick.
So at the end of the day, it's still a dude.
It's still a dude. Like, I remember specifically because I went to McMahon, but I went to McMahon, right? Look, that right there. That was it right there. That was it. I went
that
to McMahon.
That wind
we, I was on a bus. We was like kids from Rob Wynn. And I don't know what it is about Rob Wynn. It was Rob Wynn.
Yeah.
But, and it, They had one. They had this dude. You knew he was gay. He was a punk or whatever. And some dude I went to school was talking crazy. Look, slid him right then and there.
Right.
Everybody, ain't nobody said nothing. Let it ride.
Silence. Look. Silence. And that's the worst thing.
Bruh.
I actually think that's worse than getting hit by a girl.
Oh, it is.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like you ridiculed this person so long, and then now they just...
Rocked your shit.
They just rocked you.
Mama knocked you out.
Put them to sleep. Like, yeah, so that was bad. But, you know, like you said, man, it's evolved so much over time. Like, that, you know, one of the things that, you know, because I remember going to, I was honored to come and speak at an event that was like, and I'm surprised I didn't see you. Did I see you there, Jay? I'm trying to remember. It was the mayor's office, and... Dillard has a department on their campus, Center for Racial Justice,
mm-hmm.
and they partnered with the mayor's office to put on this event. It was for police officials. It was for, you know, some community advocates. And I was asked to come and speak on a panel that was specifically talking about youth.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember there was a lady in the audience that was very interested in the hangout, and she asked, you know, what's your, I can't remember exactly how she phrased it, but basically, what's your take on support for the LGBTQ?
Yeah.
I don't know what other things.
LGBTQ
okay.
plus.
Okay. Yeah. In your space. And I was like, listen, we promote love regardless at the hangout. And that's because that's how I am in general. That's how my wife is in general. But I hadn't come... like specifically face to face with, okay, this is how we stand on this as it relates to kids coming in here. I just see them as kids,
right.
Regardless. Now there is a family that probably sometime after that started coming, and you know, I had a conversation with this three sisters, and they identify certain ways. And that was like my first time hearing non-binary, mm-hmm. And, you know, I remember when I was working, one of the last engineering positions I had was at the VA. And I remember before I left, the emails were starting to turn to identifying as he, him,
the pronoun,
she, her, the pronouns, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. And I was just like, excuse me, part of me is like, why is that necessary? But I mean, you know, I know that it's, you know, I will say this. I really wish that the community support on black and brown was as important to society as LGBTQ plus is. I know that's a sensitive thing to talk about. It's a, you know, but if there, I wish that black and brown situations were as important to society as animals are, to be honest with you. Like, you know, it's just like, let's just try to spread love as much as we can across the board. Like, mm-hmm. we were created, and this is what we are. Let's just appreciate and love and respect each other as who we are. Mm-hmm. However we identify, let's love one another, and we can get past a lot of the bullshit that we just have to deal with, you know what I'm saying, in life. And can I cuss?
Cuss. We've been doing it the whole time.
Yeah. yeah, that's true. I lost it in the moment.
No, but it's fine.
But yeah, but in general, man, like, yeah, it's a lot in society. Man.
I think that's a great bookend right there. Love people, regardless of however they identify. Words are easy to manage.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody wants to be they, them, is the syllable really going to hurt you that much? Are you that sensitive to a syllable? Is that really, you know, is that the thing that's going to make your world go upside down?
Right.
Do they live in your house? Does that affect your sensibilities that much? Someone dressing a little bit differently? You have a problem with that?
Shout out to the engineer.
Yeah. He's struggling right now.
That's my hashtag for the show. Shout out to the engineer.
But I think, like I said, I think that's a great bookend. I think that's a great message for this whole episode about everything we've talked about with, excuse me, Ray and everyone else talking about the hangout. It's a place of love. It's a place where kids can come and be protected and loved and allowed to be kids without conditions, without right. qualifications,
right?
Without, oh, you have to do this or you, no, you don't. You can come here, enjoy yourself, respect one another. I think that's the respect one another. Mm-hmm. Like, that's probably the only real rule. Respect yourself, respect others.
Right, right.
And then you can be who you are. You can play games. You can play pool. You can get taught how to be a pool shark. You know, you can learn about art and writing and how to be an electrician one day, or, you know, right. screenplays, and, you know, have some snacks, play some Jenga, some tic-tac-toe or Connect Four or whatever, or listen to music, yeah, do man. Karaoke.
All that.
I mean, that's fire. Like, yeah. We need more places like this, and to have one in a community that so rightly deserves it is an amazing thing. That's all I got.
Oh, man.
Yeah, bro, we definitely salute you, man. Just, you're one of many talents. You're a husband, father, engineer, writer, director, teacher, mentor, and now business.
Co-owner. Yeah. Co-owner, yeah.
Sure.
That's yeah. so petty, though.
It is.
I was in my zone. He's going to just ruin my damn zone.
I know, right?
He mad. Light skin head ass. Yeah, you mad.
You're right.
You turn it right now. You're
right.
I love it.
I'm sorry.
I love it. Man, the brotherhood, man. I love it.
That was my guy, though.
I've seen enough of the episodes to know that this is true brotherhood. I love what you guys are doing. You know, everybody isn't built for this. Y'all not only talk about important things, y'all have fun while you do it. Y'all have a true friendship and brotherhood amongst yourselves, a true level of accountability amongst yourselves, a true level of buffoonery, right? Like, we got yeah, you know, we got a little bit. But I appreciate the platform. Appreciate all you guys stand for. Like I said, as black men and black providers, you know, men doing their thing as fathers, as husbands, as baby daddies, whatever we are, right? I appreciate that. I appreciate the lessons that we're teaching our young, you know, because we're building them to be better than we are. Absolutely. Better than we were, right? Mm-hmm. And that's always the goal. So I appreciate that more than just having the hangout. Like, I connect with you guys on so much of a deeper level, and I appreciate y'all having me on. You know, I know we joked about, oh, Fox and Channel 4, whatever. Like, I appreciate being here and connecting with you brothers, and y'all inviting me to be on here. It means more than y'all understand. And I wish y'all nothing but success and fun and jokes and spitting on it.
And with that,
we out, baby. Ladies and gentlemen, that's another episode of the Daily Dollar Show podcast. In the words of my co-host, Jayhawk, spit on it, baby.
And that's another episode. Give us a like and follow on Facebook and Instagram at Daily Dollar Show Podcast. And listen to us wherever you listen to your podcasts on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and more.